Let us pray. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you this morning. Take glory for all things, for the goodness and your mercy to us. Thank you for your word. Bless it, Lord. Let it minister to our hearts and to everybody who is listening this morning. Those in the auditorium and those that are watching from the internet around the world, bless them, Lord, and receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So today we want to continue with our study of the book of Daniel. We titled part one, A Zionist in Babylon. Part one, A Zionist in Babylon. And today we are going to approach part two of that Zionist in Babylon, part two. And if God give us the grace and we're able, we may do part three. And part three will go on to touch the prophetic part of the book of Daniel regarding to the 70th week of Daniel. Without going in detail on that part three, if we do it, it will be about the history of the world, right from the time of the Chaldeans to the times of Babylon, to Medes and Persia, down to the Roman Empire, throughout to the end of the world, where God wrote the history. He's the Alpha and Omega. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And show it to his servants and to people what will come to pass, and it will be a prophetic dimension. However, I want us to know, I for one don't believe in putting dates and time to the coming of the Lord. That knowledge belongs to God and God alone. Amen? But there are signs and, you know, signboards, things that pertain seasons and times that he has given us. And by this we can perceive, we can understand that we are living close to the time. And like we further find out, when you find out you are in that time when things are about to happen, you step up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You step up in prayer, you step up in watching, you step up on things you should do to prepare, better prepare. Amen? That will be part three if we come to that. In that, we will study the image and the dreams and the vision that God gave that, you know, shows prophetic symbology of things that will come in the days, in the end of time. Amen? Until the Ancient of the Days come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But today, part two of the book of Daniel, and by the way, I want us to know that we try to make this as fast as possible. So whoever is projecting the scriptures, please pay attention. At the end of that part two, in this part two, we are going to discuss about what happened with this young man, Daniel, and his companions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And by the way, at the end, we are going to have a baby dedication. So we'll try to make this as fast as possible. Amen. Hallelujah. I've asked that the people who are preparing the food should leave the banquet hall and come and minister listening to the word. Somebody go tell them to stop packaging the food and come in here, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? 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 Amen. As long as the food is important, we also believe in the word. That's why we are here this morning. Amen? To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Let's book the Bible to Psalms 137, verse 1 to 4. Psalm 137, verse 1 to 4. Please, whoever is on that thing, be quick today. Let's get through this because we have other things we need to do. Amen? By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Amen? Verse 2. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us might, saying, sing unto us one of the songs of Zion. 4. How shall we sing the long song in a strange land? Hallelujah. At the title of our message, A Zionist in Babylon, part 2. Amen. In other words, How can we be a believer in a sinful world? How can we retain our belief, our faith, in a world that tends to try to discourage you by all means possible, that you've believed in vain, that your faith in God is misplaced, that you are better off turning to their way and doing their own things? And I believe at times when you see people do something, you imitate them if it's for good. So Daniel and his companion were able to live in a world that is sinful, in an environment that is strange, and they hold on to their belief, unto God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, many people are decamping, quitting on God, for one reason or the other. But Bible told us that if we hold on unto the end, we shall obtain the crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is what we should hold on to. Look unto the end and hold on unto the end. Now, what is Zion? We want to open Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. 23. We did this on the first part, so we just have a quick summary of it. Hebrews 12, 22. The type of Zion we are talking about is not the physical. We are talking about the spiritual Zion. Amen? But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God and heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable company of angels. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this particular Zion environment, if we go to Revelation chapter 21, don't bother about putting it in. Start to tell us what will happen when we finally made it. But mind you, everybody that will come into this city, that will come into this promise, have to contend for it. That is what we are going through today. Contention. Fighting our way all through demonic, satanic, evil forces that will try to deter and defraud you all the way to the end. But when we made it in Revelation 21, it started to tell us, say, there will be no more pain there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There will be no more sorrow there. Amen. There will be no more crying over there. Amen. There will be no weeping, because God's habitation will now be with men. And we will call him our God, and he shall be our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That should excite you. That is what we call believing God, salvation, holding on unto the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what Zion, the true Zion, it's not just a city of David, some south mountain in Jerusalem. It is about the kingdom of God. So Daniel knew this, and he became a true Zionist, even in the midst of a sinful world, Babylon. What is Babylon? Revelation chapter 8, let's read verse 2. Revelation 18, let's read verse 2. Of what is Babylon? For you to get an idea of what Babylon is. And he cried mightily unto with a strong voice, saying, Babylon is what? Babylon the great is fallen. Is fallen. And is become the habitation of devils. And the hold of every foul spirit. A cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 5, 18:5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Now I describe Zion. I describe the kingdom which me and you are contending, fighting to get there. And there will be a lot of things on the way that will try to stop us, derail us, throw us out of it. And then we see the kind of place, the personification of evil that Babylon is. And there are these young men that found themselves in this environment. And they were able to survive. Not only that they survived, they thrived. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we go on to bring today. Amen. So who is Daniel and his companion? Daniel is a young man, maybe about 14, 15, 16 years old. He's not from a mean estate. In other words, he came from maybe a high and elevated estate because the king Nebuchadnezzar gave expressive command, go through all Judah, hundreds of thousands or millions of people, and pick me the most favored of the favored. Intelligent ones, handsome ones, very knowledgeable and full of wisdom. And they went through the land, surveyed, picked and picked and picked, and came up with four. Daniel, which later called Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Daniel and his companions are A-plus students in Ivy League environment. They are top-notch, the best of the best that the land could produce. They did not come from mean environment. They are not street people. Probably from, say, the direction and order from this. So, say, start with the king's seeds. And then after that, the princes of Judah. So these are people that are used to good life, that have everything at their beck and call, that are blessed, that have the finances, the money, the intelligence, the beauty, and everything, and they are young men. And then, Nebuchadnezzar came and made war with Judah, and God gave Judah into the hand of this evil human being. Hear what I said. God gave Judah into his hand. And so, Daniel and his companion became victims of collateral damage. In other words, what affected the whole kingdom affected them. They were taken captive to a strange land. They were moved from United States of America to North Korea under the command of, I don't know his name, Kim Jong something. That's exactly what it is. And they are not just moved from South Chicago or something, they are from Washington elites. And so they were moved, taken, uprooted from their comfortable, wonderful environment to North Korea. And it is an insult to North Korea to compare him to Nebuchadnezzar. Because that guy is, the Nebuchadnezzar is far more evil, as you go to find out. He has no respect for God or anybody. When Daniel and his companion find themselves in this adverse situation, there are certain things that happen to them. I want to paint out the picture of what this young man went through to be a believer. And why me and you at times cry and moan and complain when we are faced with certain trials. But they thrived and they succeeded and they prevailed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a school of thought that said they were castrated. That's why they made an eunuch. And that's probably true. Because later on we find they were under the control of the prince of eunuchs. That means castration. Some school of thought says that is possible. One of the first things they did is to change their names. Daniel, by interpretation, is somebody affiliated that God is my judge, God is my keeper, and so on and so forth. They changed his name to Belshazzar. Belshazzar, Baal, is the demonic god. They sacrifice children to Baal. They take children and throw them into the fire of Baal. It's an evil that was being done. Do you know they changed his name from Daniel to Belshazzar? From a prince with God to a friend of Satan. That's how traumatic the environment was. So not only were they castrated in captivity, and then their names and environment changed to the worst. But there were other people in that environment that gave up. That's the worst thing that can, if you are included in a group of people and everybody threw up their hand and said, lay down and die. That's what Psalm 137 was about. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat, they weren't standing. And there we wept, they were crying, because we remembered where we came from, United States of America, and now we are in North Korea. And the North Koreans were taunting them and say, sing to us the song of America, you Yankees or whatever you were. Show us how it was done there. Say, how can we sing the long song in a strange land? But this young man did certain things we want to touch today that helped them to prevail. Not just to prevail, the Bible says he thrived. They what? Thrived. In other words, they did great in a strange environment. And many of us will call up and die. Many of us will curse God for that. Many of us will say, why am I serving you if you call? Why will I be in this situation? But not these four. They thrived, they succeeded, they did well. And they did well under who? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, I say here, is a demonic, sadistic, malevolent monarch. Hitler is a better man compared to him. He is so evil that his solution to everything that you displease him, do against him, is to make your house a dunghill. You know what that is? That means you wonder why people obey him to the point of their own demise. Because he will make you and your household, everything you have, your children, your wives, your concubines, your slaves, everything. When he threatens and says, if you don't do this thing I'm saying, I will make you and your household a dunghill. First, I will cut you to pieces, and he doesn't joke. I will cut you to pieces and then make you a dunghill. That means he will tear down everything that you have. Your relations might even be included. I've read histories. That's how we do it in Asia country in those days. They will take the human being, kill them, kill everything they have, turn everything they have, and make it a donkey so salt so that nothing about you in memory will. That's how he solved his situation. So when he gives an order, whether it is good or bad, you see people obeying him. I was wondering, those men who tied up these children and threw them inside the fire, he said, heat up the oven 700%, seven times what it used to be. At 104, the neutralization starts to sit in. You go through class fire, your body melts practically. But it was heated 700 times. And he chose the mighty men to tie them up, to go throw them into a fire, and they obeyed. Because if you don't obey, it's not just you that will die. Your wife will die. Your children will die. Everything you have will be destroyed. So they are quick to obey whatever he says to do. Because the consequence of it is total destruction. That is how evil this man is. He has no fear of God. He took what belongs to the temple of God and put it in his own evil, demonic temple, temple of Baal. If he makes an order and says the whole world to obey it, you better do it. Because he rules the whole world and is ready to do whatever. At the whim, is such a bloodthirsty human being that nothing compares to him in history. That's why the Bible uses him as a personification of evil. He said their sins have reached unto heaven. Their state religion is occultism. Necromancer, everything you can, astrology, that is their state religion. Evil is just rampant. Whatever he wants, he does. There's no limitation to his ability. That is the environment that 16-year-old children went and thrived. That is the situation where 14, 15, 16-year-old four children went and were able, to the glory of God, make all the monarchs, every one of them in their generation, to glorify God and give a testimony that God is great. They brought three or four national revival because a commandment went from the throne that if anybody will not do according to the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that person, that priest, that religion, that whoever will be made a what? A dung hill. So they changed the environment. Let's read some of the testimonies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I say here, by the word, by the grace of God in their life, they defied the high kings. They humbled monarchs. They brought about 3 or 4 natural revival. Ungodly kings bowed. Evil kings, monarchs bowed. Because they hold on to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read Daniel chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Daniel 4, 1 to 3. Quickly, please. Daniel 4, 1 to 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people. Did you hear it? All people. Nations and languages that dwell in all the earth. It's a world revival that is going on here because God did something with these children. That dwell in all earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Verse 2. I thought it good to show the signs and wonder that a high God from serving Baal, from magnifying God, he now recognized through the work of God in this young man's life that there is a God that is higher than all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hath wrought towards me. Go on. How great are his signs. Everybody hear that. And how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And his dominion from generation to generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what these children were able to run. Go to 34. Verse 34. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. I praise and honor him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to verse 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth, including himself, is what? Reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can say his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 37, please, hurry up. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the king of who? Heaven. Everybody raise your hand and bless him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All whose work are what? Truth. And his judgment and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. That testimony, I've never had it like that in the whole world. This is from a demonic. Just imagine King Sung-jun of North Korea coming out to say something like this. And it's nothing compared to Nebuchadnezzar. Because 4 young men did what? They turned. They changed the king's world. They changed the season and times. They humbled the biggest and the highest of all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar. Go to Daniel 3:29. 3:29, please. Hurry up. Daniel 3:29. Therefore, I make a decree, hear that every word, people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss. Make just one little noise against the God of who? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They shall be what? Cut in pieces. That is his solution to things. They chop, 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 chop. They cut in pieces. And their houses shall be doing what? Make a dunghill. Because there is no other God that can deliver after his sort. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God. Because 4 young men decided, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, no going back, no turning back. Hallelujah. Because four young men decided, they resolved in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, I resolved, I proposed, I decided to follow Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is one king, Daniel. Belshazzar, we are not going to read his own in 5:14-29. He also is still God. That's the kings, four different kings that come and go. Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Belshazzar, the son, stepped in. The same thing happened. And then Darius, and also Cyrus. In Darius, here another king that these children of God affected. And hear their testimony. Daniel chapter 6, verse 25. Daniel chapter 6, verse 25, please. Hurry up. Daniel 6, 25. Then King Darius wrote, again, I said that they instituted 3 or 4 national revival. Because in those days, if the king worshiped Baal, everybody worshiped Baal. If king say it is God of heaven, everybody rushes there. So when they make a decree that your house will be made a dunghill, if you make one single noise to the God of Daniel, the whole Babylon, their priests, their astrologers, their witchcraft, their occultism, everyone have to fear, and I believe many turn to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Here is another king, great Darius. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. 26, please. I make a decree. Because what happened? 4 young children changed the world. They took a stand for Jesus. That in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble, shake, and fear before the God of who? Daniel. For he is the living God. Go tell it to the whole world. And steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall be even unto the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 27. He delivereth and rescueth. And he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who had delivered Daniel from the power of what? The lions. 28. 28, please. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're not going to read much of this because in Persia, even God says in Isaiah 45, 1 to 2, he says the anointed one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So these children took the word of God and stood on it. And made 4 kings who the whole world trembled before. You can see them making a decree, say the whole earth. Every nation. They are not just the king of one puny nation. They are king of nations. I think Nebuchadnezzar ruled over about, 120 nations. And the decree went for them. The horse, the telegraph, the telephone, or what went and say, any one of you that will say anything, because there is no God that can deliver after the sword. Because they choose to stand for God. They choose to take a hold of the word of God. And they prospered and did great things for God. Question is how? Time will not allow us to go into all the how. But I want to name some of them and we touch some of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How did they do this? We say they took a stand. But one thing I noticed, and that is what I want to tell you today, in your situation, in whatever condition you find a way, is that they absolutely believed that God is in control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They did not yield control to themselves. They did not yield control to Nebuchadnezzar. They absolutely believe that whatever happens, whatever is going to happen, whatever is by God alone, that God is in absolute control. And they are not willing to count the cost. When the first seed did come from the king, you do this and do that, they say, king, we are not careful to consider this matter. If the God whom we serve, we know he is able to save and to deliver. But even if he choose not, we are not going to bow down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They believed that God is absolutely in control. They acted in wisdom and in faith. I saw through every part of this thing when I was teaching on the book of wisdom. I said there are three books in the Bible that touches on wisdom: Proverbs, the book of Job, and book of Daniel. You see the wisdom of God in dealing with them. They acted in humility, even with all the knowledge and the power that is given to them. Throughout the whole point, they honored God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in your situation, now in the condition you are facing, and every one of us, somehow I found out that no matter how good it is, there is always something that is pinching us. There's always something that you wish God could have done yesterday. And that is across the board. The most powerful of men, the most richest of men, and the poorest and the humblest one. We all have one thing in common. We are needy children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some are bigger than others. Some are life issues. Some are issues that must be done. But the thing is that when we start to know that God is in control, blessed be the name of the Lord, you are rightly to overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But at times, we don't yield control to God. We don't give it up to him. We try to do this and do that, and we at times get discouraged because we don't understand what it means to allow God to assume, to be the control, to be the captain of this situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the wisdom of Daniel and the faith and prayerful life they did helped them a lot. That's the lessons we have to learn from these children. They continue in prayer. They acted in wisdom. They are humble. Look at the scenario. We're not going to read all those things. Where they decided, I'm not going to eat this food. They didn't contest the name, changing their name from Daniel to Belshazzar and stuff. But when it comes to certain things, they draw a line and say, we're not going to do this. So they knew when to pick and choose their battle. They decided which battle to fight and some that's not worth fighting. The one that will make most impact. What do you know that somebody called you this name? Some people have shot people or calling them the wrong name. You can't control that. Even when you say, don't call me that, they can still call. But what they put into their mouth and stuff, they say, no, we draw a line. And so they approach the prince of eunuchs and say, we're not used to this kind of food. Spare us from eating it. The man said, do you want me and my family to die? Please go ahead and eat whatever the king has for you. Then they changed the approach. Wisdom came in. They came to the second one. The person directly over said, we don't want to eat this kind of food. But they put please in it. And they say, you know what? Wisdom not only sees the problem, but introduces solution. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give us of the vegetables, the pulse, and the fruits. And then after 10 days, compare us with the other ones who are eating every kind of thing and drinking every kind of thing and partying through the night. So they prayed about it, made sure they got good rest, eat their vegetables. At the end of 10 days, the man looked at them and their complexion and their tenure, everything was better than the other ones. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So those are wisdom. We can go up to 3 or 4 where they saw a situation and used the wisdom of God to overrule, to cover it, to deliver themselves. Amen? They acted in humility. Through it all, you can see humility. We're not going to point to every one of them. You can see the humbleness. Mind you, this is what I call the Ivy League A-plus students. They know, they understand the ability, the gift that God has given them. Yet, they did what? They humbled themselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And another thing I saw they did, they retained the bond of fellowship. When tough situation come, do you know what Daniel come? Shadrach, Meshach, come on. Let us go for a prayer meeting. Amen? And they went on and prayed together. And when God had given results and the blessing was coming, he didn't take it only for himself. After he was promoted to be practically the ruler of the kingdom, he said to Nebuchadnezzar, there are other people that pray with me. Amen? And told the king, and the king promoted all those ones too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us, when God has elevated us, every other person can go whatever. When God has blessed you, every other person looks like they are crazy. When God has lifted you up, you forgot that there are people who are standing by you in prayer day and night, who the word of God have come to, or they prayed and believed God for you, who have done and toiled in secret on your behalf. You also have to reach out to them and say thank you in Jesus' name. Not just in word, but in deed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For no tree can make a forest. That your promotion, that your high flying color that you have now, there are people who took time, even without you knowing, fast for you, pray for you, and ask God to uphold you. But when the result comes, the dividend of that blessing comes, don't keep it all to yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. They retain the bond of fellowship. Now, and I want us to point to something here. They read the word of God. Let us go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 4 to 10. We're going to read through it. Jeremiah 2:29. Hallelujah. Because Daniel in chapter 9, before we do, let's just quickly read Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3 first. And then we go to Jeremiah 29. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Hurry up, please. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the word books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Verse 3, hurry up. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29 to see the actual letter that Jeremiah sent out 70 years before. Verse 4. Thus said the Lord of hosts. This is the letter that Jeremiah sent to the children of Israel in captivity. And unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Unto what? Babylon. Who caused it? The Lord caused them to be carried away. Now, reading the word of God will give you knowledge. And that knowledge, if you have wisdom, you will know how to act on it. And that at times brings your deliverance. Daniel and the children of Israel were able to, they are not into this, you know, mysticism or fear or whatever. They read the word of God, and I show you how they were able to thrive in Babylon. How they were able to succeed where many others fell. How they were able to see and know that God is in control. They read the scriptures. They read the word of this man of God, the prophet of God, who knew that God is going to take Judah into captivity, and was warning them, telling the kings, telling every one of them, and in reward, they threw him inside the well, they jailed him, some smacked him around, they did everything. But Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego know that this is from the Lord, thus said the Lord. And then when he read, he knew that there was 70 years that they were going to stay in captivity. And that 70 years, there was a certain command that this man of God gave. What did he tell them to do? From day one, when some are waiting for God to deliver them in 2 weeks' time, to deliver them in 3 weeks' time, in a month time or year, he said, what? Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant garden and eat the fruit of them. Verse 6. Take ye what? Wives. And begat sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give unto your daughters to husband, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be able to increase there and not diminish. 7. And seek the peace of the city wherewith I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. That's the secret of the victory of these children. For thus said the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophet and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken unto your dreams, because at times you even have dreams of victory because you so desire it. It goes in transit, multiple of business, the Bible says, which you cause to be dreamed. 9. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. 10. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 what? Years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, this letter was sent to all the captives. So Daniel and his people also got this letter. And here is the wisdom and the knowledge of God. They read it. They know that this is thus said the Lord. And some people read it and say it will never be. They curse it. They plead the blood over it and threw it away. But that is unconditional prophecy. That great prophecy, for thus said the Lord, 70 years shall be accomplished. Now the other ones are crying and say, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and there we wept when we remember Zion, because them that take us captives now say to us, let us sing and make merry and do this. How can we sing the long song? But this delta is telling us, every say, look, dude, every one of you, build houses, put garden, give your children to what? To marriage. Begat children that you will not decrease. And seek the peace of Nebuchadnezzar. Seek the peace of Belshazzar. Seek the peace of Darius. Seek the peace of Cyrus. Pray for them. Pray that God will use them. Pray that God will bless them. Pray that the whole land of Babylon will have peace. Because in the peace of that nation, you will also have what? Peace. That is where the knowledge of the word of God came in. That is why they thrived. That is why they succeeded where others failed. That is why they were able to humble the king, change the world, make the decree of Medes and Persia to be nothing. And they start to give testimony, each one of them, in their generation, that there is a God like no other God. They follow the word of this man because they read the word and they believe that God is in control, and they follow it to the letter end. Some of us will reject it and plead the blood over it. Say it will not be. But it is thus the Lord. Now, when you find yourself in certain situation, the other thing is, how do you manage it? How do you manage it? What do you do? And that will decide the outcome of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As I said, this is a message that could have been gone into more deep, but we will cut it off here because we need to do other things today. But I want us to know that God is in absolute control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There will be life challenges, adverse situations, and in some cases, you will be tried. So, you find yourself in a world that is not fit to have you. But you are there. What you make out of it will determine your victory. And I pray that all of us will have victory in each of our situations in Jesus' name. Whatever we are facing, God is in control. Don't delegate, relinquish that thought, that belief to anything. And at times it can be very sore, can be very trying. Can imagine these four children having to know that for the next 70 years, 86 years of their life, this is what will happen. We are under a control of an evil person, a bloodthirsty person that is absolutely in control of them. But they also have knowledge that there is a God in heaven who is able to change the word of the king. Blessed be the name of the Lord. who is able to humble the highest of the high, who is able to take them from the dunghill and elevate them, so that each one of these rulers recognized them and gave praise to God for their life. Because by faith in God's word, they were able to quench the roaring fire, shut the mouth of lions, interpret dreams, and do all these things. I want to tell you that it's not just the gift of Daniel that get it done. They totally believed in these things we have mentioned, that God is in absolute control. So in your own situation in life, believe God also. We all have things we are believing God for. And God will honor you according to your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet to pray. You might be watching this from the television or from wherever you are. And you can relate to the captivity of these children, to their trials and their pains. No doubt they went through a lot of trial. They went through a lot of situation here. Not all situations will turn out like Daniel or the outcome. I don't know how many people have been thrown into lion that came out of it alive or into fire and so on. But God gave us this for a reason. To tell you that the worst of all situation, he is still in control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It started with want, a resolution, a resolve. They made a determination. They took a stand. They did not break their rank. They hold on to God and say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Don't give up Jesus. The one good thing about God, I may not know what is between the A and the Z, between the beginning or the end. But one thing we are sure of is the end. The saints of God shall prevail in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That is ordained, that is assured. In the prophetic series, if we get to it, you will see that the saints prevailed. And that is to the glory of God. Eternal God, for those who are watching, any of them that go through life trials and situations, uphold them in Jesus' name. Give them faith to overcome and give them knowledge of the word of God to act on the word in wisdom and by faith. Thank you, Father, because you never fail them that put their trust in you. Thank you, didn't fail them and you will not fail us. I pray over this auditorium, everybody here. Some are believing you for something specific. Some are crying unto you for something, Lord. Some have been holding on for maybe a week, for maybe a month, for maybe a year, and so on. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remember us, O Lord, and honor your word. Uplift your name, Lord, and glorify your word in the name of Jesus. Grant the petitions of your people, even in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for you are a faithful God, and your word is here and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.